USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counts, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. On top of that, Senator Lindsey Graham says there are more cases of improper conduct in the Pennsylvania election. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that evidence of ballot harvesting has been uncovered in the Keystone State.
We're now finding, potentially, that 25,000 nursing home residents in different nursing homes requested mail-in ballots at the exact same time. You can't ballot harvest in Pennsylvania. What are the odds that 25,000 people in different locations of the same age group requested at the same time a ballot?
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
President Trump's campaign has filed a new lawsuit in Pennsylvania, alleging that the state's election system held different standards for voters depending on whether they voted in person or by mail. The lawsuit against Pennsylvania's Secretary of State and seven counties also alleges observers were not given proper access to vote counting, and that a court order for additional access was ignored in Philadelphia County. General Counsel for the Trump campaign, Matt Morgan, explains what is alleged in the suit.
If you are a Democrat in Philadelphia, you are allowed to work outside the bounds of the restrictions on fixing defective, referred to as curing. But if you're in Republican counties in the state of Pennsylvania, you are not allowed to do that because they're strictly following the text of the statute in Pennsylvania. Secondly, if you are a Republican in the city of Philadelphia, for example, you are not allowed meaningful access to the observation of the vote tabulation process.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Even as it continues to soak South Florida, Tropical Storm Eta is expected to linger in the Gulf of Mexico for several more days. As it continues to track westward, the storm isn't expected to strengthen much, if at all, but still may wander to the north, bringing heavy rains to the Florida Panhandle, Georgia, and Alabama this weekend. If being shot through a vacuum tube sounds like a fun way to travel, well, you're in luck.
Virgin Hyperloop gave the first ride on a test track Sunday in Las Vegas. A Hyperloop is a transportation system in which people travel in a vehicle in a vacuum tube at speeds up to 600 miles per hour. Virgin's system includes magnetic levitation used since the 70s and on high-speed rail projects in Japan and Germany. Virgin's pod only reached 100 miles per hour on this track because the track is 500 meters long, limiting how fast the pod could go. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And Saturday's football game between Auburn and Mississippi State has been postponed as the Bulldogs deal with an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. According to Mississippi State's athletic director, a number of positive tests and players quarantining as close contacts have left the team without the required 53 scholarship players the Southeastern Conference has set for a game to be played. That game will be rescheduled for December 12th. The Bulldogs aren't the only SEC team dealing with the virus. Texas A&M shut down their practice facility Monday after several positive tests, and LSU has confirmed multiple positive tests, putting their game this weekend against Alabama in jeopardy. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.